Morning, everyone. Let's pray. Father God, we give you honor and praise. Thank you for being with us and guiding us to worship you this morning. Now we want to open your word. Lord, please give us a humble heart and a listening ear that we may understand your word clearly and live out your word in our lives to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 在美国有一个牧师，因为他的服事教会改变，所以他搬到加州去住。
A pastor in the United States moved to California because the church he was serving had changed.
那他才搬去两三天，就发现很快就发现自己陷在两个邻居的这个紧张的关系里面。
Within only a few days of moving, he found himself caught in the middle of the tense relationship between the two neighbors.
那他隔壁的邻居是一个非基督徒，另外在隔壁是一个基督徒的家庭。
The neighbor next door was not a Christian, while the family on the other side was Christian.
那有牧师搬来，所以这个非基督徒呢就逮着了机会，向这个牧师说了一大堆他跟隔壁那个基督徒所发生的很多冲突的事情。
When a pastor moved into the neighborhood, the non-Christian neighbor took the opportunity to tell him about many conflicts he had experienced.With the Christian family.
其实那些都是小事，没什么，但是就是显出来他们的关系很差。
None of the issues were major, but it was obviously that the relationship between them was very poor.
那然后这位朋友继续跟这个牧师说，几天以前我接到他这个就是这个邻居的律师所写来一封信，因为他后院的一棵果树，橘子树的枝子插进到他的院子里去了。
The man continued by saying that a few days earlier he had received a letter from his neighbor's lawyer because branches from an orange tree in his backyard had extended into the Christian's neighbor's yard.
那信上说如果他不修剪的话呢，这个基督徒就要告他。
The letter stated that if he did not trim the tree, the Christian neighbor would take him to court.
那这个朋友就对这个牧师说，他为什么不跟我直接说呢？却要找他的律师写一封信来威胁我。
The man said to the pastor, "Why didn't he just talk to me directly? Why did he have to have a lawyer send me a threatened letter?"
那其实我本来真的想修剪，可是现在我决定不做了，我就要看他要对我怎么样。
I was actually planning to trim the tree, but now I have decided not to. I want to see what he is going to do.
那如果他真的告我，我一定在。会在法庭上面大声地跟所有人讲，你们看这个基督徒就为了一棵橘子树就来告我。
If he really sues me, I will stand up in the court and tell everyone, look at this Christian. He is suing me over an orange tree.
最后这个朋友就跟牧师说，基督徒常常说要爱他们的邻舍，可是他们不喜欢我们。
Finally, he said, Christians often talk about loving their neighbors, but they do not seem to like us.
亚弟兄姐妹，你对这个故事有什么看法
？Brothers and sisters, what do you think about this story?
我觉得这个例子很生活，基督徒给别人的感觉有的时候真的不太好。
It is a very practical example. Sometimes Christians do not leave a very good impression on others.
其实这是拦阻主福音的事情。
In fact, this can become a stumbling block to the gospel.
但是我想，如果我们照主的心意，在爱神爱人的事上有长进。那应该自然可以来荣耀神，也减少不幸的人来就是这些的批评论断我们的机会。
However, if we grow according to the Lord's will in loving God and loving people, we will bring greater glory to God and give unbelievers fewer opportunities to criticize or judge us.
哥林多前书第八、第九两章，保罗特别提到一个议题，就是有关基督徒。在耶稣基督里面的生命自由。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul addresses the subject of the freedom believers have in Jesus Christ.
生命的自由是从耶稣基督的救恩来的。
The freedom comes from receiving the salvation of Jesus Christ.
因为我们本来就死在罪恶过犯之中，结果耶稣基督借着他的十字架跟复活，把我们救回来，使我们得生命。
We were once dead in our sins, but through Christ's death and resurrection, we have received life and have been made alive.
神给我们很多的方面的这个自由，生命自由。
God gives us freedom in many aspects of life.
那但是按照今天的经文呢，我们来看保罗所讲的两项自由，就是传福音的自由，还有得冠冕的自由。
In today's passage, Paul highlights two specific freedoms. One, freedom to preach the gospel. And second, freedom to receive the crown.
好，我们来看第一点，传福音的自由。
First point, freedom to preach the gospel.
在九章第一节，保罗说，我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗？你们不是我在主里所做的工吗？
In 1 Corinthians 9:1, Paul says, Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord?
保罗说这个话是为了为他的自己的使徒职分辩护，因为哥林多人怀疑他的使徒职分。
Paul said these things to defend his apostleship because some Corinthians questioned his authority as an apostle.
那么保罗接下去是怎么样为自己辩护的呢？
How did Paul defend himself?
非常特别，他为自己使徒辩护的这个方法就是放下他使徒的权柄。
Remarkably, he defended his apostolic authority by laying aside his apostolic rights.
那虽然神命定传道人应该要靠福音养生，但是保罗为了福音传福音给哥林多人，他从来没有从这个教会收取任何的供应。
Although God ordained that those who preach the gospel should receive support from it, Paul never accepted financial support from the Corinthian church.
所以在十五节，保罗就对他们讲但我这个权柄全部没有用过，我写这个话不是要叫你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
In 1 Corinthians 9:15, Paul says, But I have not used any of these rights. I am not writing this in the hope that you will do such things for me. For I would rather die than for have anyone deprive me of this boast.
那保罗所夸的是什么？他所夸的自然就是耶稣基督的福音，对吧？
What was Paul boasting about? His boast was the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为夸口的当主指着主夸口。
As scripture says, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
他不愿意让主的福音受阻特别因为哥林多教会比较软弱。
He did not want anything to hinder the gospel, especially since the Corinthian church was spiritually weak.
弟兄姐妹，保罗是神所差遣的使徒，他在服事上面没有人可以管他的。神给他很大的自由去做任何的事情，包括传福音，还有服事所有的教会。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was an apostle sent by God, and no one had authority over him in his ministry. He gave him great freedom to do anything, many things, including preaching the gospel and serving the church.
但是为了使别人的生命被建立，那保罗却愿意放下他的自由他的使徒的权柄，这件事情我觉得我们应该要学习。
Yet for the sake of building up the lives of others, he was willing to lay aside his freedom and his apostolic rights. This is something we need to learn.
以前我每一次就是为这个准备结婚的新人做婚前辅导的时候就是大概每一次都会提到以弗所书第五章有关于夫妻相处的经文。
In the past, whenever I taught premarital counseling classes for the engaged couples, I will often refer to Ephesians chapter 5 and its teaching on marriages.
每一次我都会跟这个准新郎说如果将来你们两个有什么事情发生的时候，你不要傻傻的跟你的妻子说圣经讲的，你要来顺服我。
Every time I say to the groom to be, if conflict arises in your marriage, Do not foolish tell your wife. The Bible says you must submit to me.
啊，你想用这个方法解决你们之间的问题的话，然后使家庭保持和睦，我要说门儿都没有。
Do you think that approach will solve your problem and keep peace in your home? Not a chance.
啊，你只要好好的照主的话，说爱你的妻子，然后剩下的让上帝对他讲，轮不到你讲。
Your responsibility is simply to love your wife according to the Lord's teaching, leaving the rest to God. Let God speak to her. It is not your place.
那彼得前书三章七节啊，又讲，你们做丈夫也要按情理和妻子同住，因为她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重她。
Especially as 1 Peter 3:7 says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as fellow heirs of the gracious gift of life.
其实说到放下自己的自由和权利，没有别的，就是回到一个非常根本的一件事情，就是去效法耶稣基督的榜样。
Ultimately, laying down our freedom and rights comes back to one fundamental principle, following the example of Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书二章六到七节，保罗说他本有神的形象，不与自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Philippians 2:6 and 7 says,who being in every nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself, take the form of a servant and being made in human likeness.
所以因着十字架的救恩，我们在基督里得了生命自由，很重要的意义之一，就是为了别人的益处，为了福音而放下自由。
Because of Christ's saving work on the cross, we have received freedom and life in Him. One important purpose of that freedom is to lay aside your rights for the sake of the gospel and for the benefit of others.
换句话说，就是要在耶稣基督里面有自由去放下自由。
In other words, we have the freedom in Christ to give up our freedom.
这是属于谦卑的一个品格，是很要紧的。
This is an important lesson in humility and Christian character.
那不过到了这个哥林多前书九章十九节，保罗说：“我虽是自由的，无人管辖；然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。”
However, in verse 19, Paul says, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a servant."To everyone, to win as many as possible.
保罗从这里开始，他论到自由的时候，他就不再主张是放下自由，而是要抓住这个自由。
From this point on, when Paul speaks about freedom, he is no longer emphasizing giving it up, but rather embracing it.
什么自由？就是真正传福音的自由。
What freedom? The true freedom.To preach the gospel.
那表面上他说他甘心做众人的仆人，好像是愿意放下这个自由，但实际上他因此更有自由，可以去多得人的灵魂。
On the surface, he seems to be giving up his freedom by becoming a servant to everyone. In reality, this gave him every greater freedom to win people to Christ.
所以接下去保罗讲到他自己能够很自由去多得人的方法，就是面对什么样的人，他就做什么样的人。
Paul then explains how he was able to win people so effectively. He became whatever was necessary for the people he was trying to reach.
他说，像犹太人，他就做犹太人；像律法以下人，他就做律法以下人；像没有律法的人，他就做没有律法的人。像软弱的人，他就做软弱的人。
To the Jews, he became like a Jew. To those under the law, he became like one under the law. To those outside the law, he became one outside the law. To the weak, he became weak.
主要的目的就是为了让各式各样的人，无论任何种族文化的人，都能够听信福音，得到基督的救恩。
His purpose was that people of every race and culture might hear the gospel and receive Christ's redemption.
那其实在罗马书一章十四节，保罗已经也说过同样的事情，无论是希腊人、外邦人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Paul expressed the same in Romans 1:14. I am obligated both to the Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish.
啊，虽然不同的背景，啊，就是说，不是，就是显然是不同的背景的人，需要用不同的方法把他们引到基督面前。
Clearly, people from different backgrounds require different approaches to bring them to Christ.
那换句话说，这个就是道成肉身的意思。
In other words, this is the principle of incarnation.
耶稣基督道成肉身，从天降下，他放下自己与神同等强夺的身份，来到世上虚己，成为人的样式，把属天的真理借着十字架向我们表明出来。
Jesus became flesh and came down from heaven. He laid aside the privilege of his divine status. He humbled himself and took on human form. Through the cross, he revealed heavenly truth to us.
那同样，保罗也以自己为榜样啊，就是劝勉我们道成肉身，靠近不同背景、不同种族的人啊，为的是一样，就是把福音带给他们。
Likewise, Paul used his own life as an example and encouraged believers to live incarnationally. We are called to draw near to people of different backgrounds. The goal is to bring the gospel of Christ to them.
所以保罗讲，无论如何，总要救些人。
That is why Paul says,I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some.
弟兄姐妹，我们觉得自己有这个传福音的自由吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe you have the freedom to share the gospel?
可能我觉得常常我们对就是在主里领受自由的这个概念，可能刚好跟保罗的想法相反。
Often, our understanding of freedom in Christ is the exact opposite of Paul's.
保罗放下的，我们却要去抓住；而保罗抓住的，我们却随意的就，可能就不经意的就丢下。
What Paul willingly laid down, we often try to hold on to. And what Paul firmly held on to, we often let it go.
那这需要求神不断的来更新改变我们，好，让我们能够有传福音的自由。
We need God to continually renew and transform us. Only then we will experience true freedom in sharing the gospel.
而且真的求神宽广我们的心，能够去传福音给不同的群体，而不是限制在我们自己的这个中国人中间。
May God also enlarge our hearts to bring the gospel to different groups of people, rather than limiting ourselves only to those who are like us.
那弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，如果不是早期的宣教士回应神的呼召，啊，来到中国、台湾、香港或者东南亚地区来传福音的话，整体来讲，亚洲是大概没有人可以听信福音的。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that if the early Western missionaries had not responded to God's call and come to China, Taiwan, and other countries in Southeast Asia to preach the gospel, very few people throughout Asia would have had the opportunity to hear and believe the gospel.
那在过去三百多年，啊，西方宣教士是前仆后继来到我们中间。以至于呢，你和我，我们可以在耶稣基督里面得着这个永生的生命，我们要好好感谢神。
For more than 300 years, Western missionaries came one after another to serve among our people. Because of their faithfulness, you and I can have life in Christ today. And for those, we should give thanks to God.
啊，这里有两张相片，啊，剑桥七节。
And we have a couple of pictures for the Cambridge Seven.
那他们中间的六位就是英国剑桥大学学生，再加上一位英国皇家军事学院的学生。
Six of them were students from the University of Cambridge, and one was the student from the Royal Military Academy in Britain.
那在十九世纪的末期，啊，他们受到戴德生的影响，成为中国内地会的宣教士。
In the late 19th century, they were deeply influenced by Hudson Taylor and became missionaries with the China Inland Mission.
他们在1885年的3月啊到达上海，然后分别在中国各地宣教传福音，包括很多很多的地方。
They arrived in Shanghai in March 1885 and later served throughout China, preaching the gospel in places, many places in China.
好，他们有三位在中国去世。
Three of them eventually die while serving in China.
啊，有一位曾经就被日本关东军下在这个监牢里面。
One of them was imprisoned by the Japanese Kwantung Army.
那有一位的这个儿子呢，就是继承了父亲的这个职责，后来成为中国第二代的宣教士。
Another missionary's son followed in his father's footsteps and became a second-generation missionary in China.
他们到中国学中文、说中文、穿中国服装、吃中国食物、改中国名字、像中国人。他们就做中国人，为了要得中国人。
When they came to China, they learned Chinese, spoke Chinese, wore Chinese clothes, ate Chinese food, and even adapt their Chinese names. And to the Chinese, they became like Chinese people in order to win Chinese people for Christ.
他们离开英国舒适的环境，到中国为福音受苦，啊，不是为别人，就是为了中国人需要福音。
They left the comfort and security of England and came to China to suffer for the sake of the gospel. They did so for one reason alone. The Chinese people needed the gospel.
因为这七位就是剑桥七节的宣教行动，后来激动了很多的人参加。
The missionary commitment of the Cambridge Seven inspired many others to join the missionary movement.
那在1885年，当这个他们到达这个剑桥七节到中国的时候，内地会总共有163位宣教士。
When the Cambridge Seven arrived in China in 1885, the China Inland Mission had 163 missionaries.
但是仅仅15年之后，到了1900年，内地会在中国的宣教士达到了800位。
And yet only 15 years later, by 1900, the number of China Inland Mission missionaries serving in China had grown to approximately 800.
所以对中国的这个福音运动啊，影响非常深远啊，我们真的要归荣耀给神。
Their influence on the spread of the gospel in China was profound and far-reaching.
神既然借着西方宣教士传福音给我们，我觉得我们也需要思想怎么样去回应神的心意。
To God be all the glory. Since God used Western missionaries to bring the gospel to us, we must seriously consider how we should respond to His heart and His calling.
我在这个过去新生命教会服事的时候，神让我们有一个机会能够做一点 homeless 的侍奉。
While I was serving a New Life Gospel Church, I thank God that He gave our church opportunities to minister among the homeless.
还有呢，释迦堡南边一个低收入户的公寓。 我们就进去为他们演话剧，传福音也带食物进去，跟他们一起分享，尤其圣诞节是很重要的日子。We
also had opportunities to serve at a low-income apartment complex in the southern part of Scarborough. We performed dramas, shared the gospel, brought food, and spent time with the residents, especially during the Christmas season.
其实这个都是神在开路，我觉得 我们自己不太可能去选择做这些事情，而且我们教会里面也有挣扎。In
reality, it was God who opened these doors. Left to ourselves, we probably would not have taken the initiative to do these things. There were also struggles and hesitation within the church.
然而我们能够为福音跨出这个脚步， 可以去接触多伦多其他族群的人，甚至是社会很低下阶层的人，那对我们教会是一个很好的成长机会。Nevertheless,
for the sake of the gospel, we were willing to step out in faith. We reached out to people from different ethnic backgrounds in Toronto. We also connected with those who were often overlooked or marginalized in society. For our church, it became a valuable opportunity for growth.
我的故事是很多的，可是今天没有办法在这里说。I
have many stories I can share, but there's not enough time to tell them all today.
这次郭雅姐妹受神差遣，前往这个西非的尼日利亚，去参与威克里夫圣经宣教的工作，来使当地的人可以有神的话语可以领受。
This time, Sister Sophie has been called and sent by God to Nigeria in West Africa to participate in the work of Wycliffe Bible translators so that local people can receive God's word in their own language.
我们为国家姐妹感恩，也奉主的名来祝福她，因为报喜信传福音人。
We thank God for Sister Sophie and bless her in the name of the Lord. For as Scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
保罗在哥加拉太书3章28那边讲，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在耶稣基督里
Paul writes in Galatians 3:28, There is neither Jew or Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
保罗说教会里不是，是应该不分种族、文化、社会地位，还有性别的。
Paul points out that within the church, there should be no division based on race, culture, social status, and gender.
那这个是神的心意，对吧？ 每个教会都有它的文化，是没有例外的。但是真正要强调的只有一个文化，就是圣经文化。This
is God's desire for his people. Isn't that true? Every church has its own culture. There are no exceptions. However, there is only one culture that should ultimately define us, the culture of Scripture.
那每一种跟圣经相抵触的这个观念，都会叫我们失去在基督里的自由。Any
idea, value, or practice that contradicts Scriptures will rob us of our freedom in Christ.
约翰福音8章32节，耶稣有说， 你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
In John 8:32, Jesus said, "We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
所以不接受真理，基本上就是没有自由。真理只有一个，耶稣基督就是真理。Therefore,
without accepting the truth, there can be no true freedom. Therefore, without accepting the truth, there can be no true freedom. And there's only one.
只有一个真理就是在耶稣基督里面。
It's in Christ.
那真理不能够被切成很多部分, 好像有些我们接受,
Truth cannot be divided into pieces where we can choose to accept some parts or reject others.
因为我们不能够信半个耶稣。
Because we cannot believe in only half of Jesus.
第二，我们来看得冠冕的自由。
Freedom to receive the crown.
在24-25节, 保罗说, 岂不是在场上赛跑的都跑, 但得奖赏只有一个人。 你们也当这样跑, 好叫你们得着奖赏。 凡教力争胜的, 诸事都有节制。 他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕, 我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
In 1 Corinthians 9:24 and 25, Paul says, Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way as to obtain the prize. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we to receive an imperishable one.
保罗接着就是用基督徒将来要得神面前的这个冠冕的事情，来谈在主里面的自由。Paul
goes on to speak about the freedom believers have in Christ by referring to the crown they will receive before God.
这当然是神给我们的权柄跟恩典，让我们可以有得奖赏的自由。This
is both to this is both a privilege and a grace that God has given to us. He has given us the freedom to pursue and receive his reward.
在这个经文里, 保罗用运动员, 在竞技场上赛跑的例子来做解释。
In this passage, Paul uses the example of athletes competing in a race.
他说得很清楚, 跑跟得奖赏, 这个没有直接的关系。
However, he makes one thing very clear. Running the race does not automatically guarantee receiving the prize.
并不是所有参赛的人都可以得奖赏。
Not everyone who participates in the competition wins the reward.
那么意思就是说, 基督徒不但要跑, 而且要跑对, 跑道, 而且是尽全力来奔跑。
In other words, Christians must not only run the race, but run on the right course. And do so with all their strength.
那不只是这样, 在运动员的训练培养的过程当中, 还要懂得节制。
Furthermore, athletes must learn self-discipline throughout their training and preparation.
那诸事都有节制, 就是说到运动员的生活准则。
The phrase exercise self-control in all things refers to the disciplined lifestyle of an athlete.
那不但他们必须不断地操练, 平常的生活, 还一定需要注重饮食, 包括规律的生活, 还有一个自我管理, 自我约束的这样, 这样的一个生活。
Not only must they train continually, they must also pay attention to their diet, maintain regular habits, and live a life of self-management and self-control.
那应用到基督徒属灵生命方面的操练, 我们也应该这样来看待自己。
When we apply to the spiritual life of a Christian, we should view ourselves in the same way.
不管是当时的运动员，或者今天我们在跟随主的道路上面往前跑, 大家都有自由去得冠冕。
Whether it was the athlete in Paul's days or believers today running the race of the faith, all have the opportunity and freedom to receive a crown.
那当时的运动员，他们只能得那个所谓的能坏的冠冕, 就是那个桂冠, 那个是用桂树的叶子, 松树枝, 还有橄榄枝所编的, 那么几天以后就枯干了。
However, athletes in those days could only receive a perishable crown. This was a laurel wreath awarded to victors. It was woven from laurel leaves, pine branches, and wild olive branches. Within a few days, it would wither and dry up.
但是保罗说我们将来要得不能坏的冠冕。
But Paul says that we are striving for an imperishable crown.
圣经讲到冠冕这个字有好几个就列在这里。
The New Testament mentions several kinds of crowns.
有公义的冠冕、生命的冠冕、荣耀的冠冕，还有以及盼望喜乐或所夸的冠冕。
There's the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, the crown of glory, and the crown of rejoicing, and also called the crown of hope and joy.
那在26节，保罗说呢，他奔跑不像无定向的，他斗拳不像打空气。
In 1 Corinthians 9:26, Paul says, Therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air.
我想这很自然让我们想到他在腓立比书三章十三十四节说的话，我不以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，直到。Naturally,
this
像只要得到神在基督耶稣里上面同我来讲说。
Naturally, this reminds us of what Paul wrote in Philippians 3:13 and 14. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press down toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那保罗一生的标杆或者他生命目标是很清楚的，就是耶稣基督自己，包括主所托付他的使命，福音使命。Paul's
life's goal was absolutely clear. It was Jesus Christ himself, including the gospel mission that the Lord had entrusted to him.
所以他的目光始终放在耶稣身上，而且主耶稣也一直的眷顾他。
Therefore, his eyes remained fixed on the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus continually watched over and cared for him. His life became an example for Christians throughout the generations.
那么，尤其当他提到说我是攻克己身，叫身服我的时候，这个是很特别的。
Especially when he said, I discipline my body and keep it under control.
那有学者说呢，保罗在这里把自己的身体形容作什么呢？形容就是在罗马竞技场上这个赛车用的那个马。Some
scholars suggested that Paul is comparing his body to the horse pulling a racing chariot in the Roman arena.
那保罗驾着他的车。 所以他就必须用鞭子一直抽打这匹马，让这个马可以始终全神贯注地向着前面跑。Paul
is like the charioteer who must constantly train and discipline the horse so that is remain focused on running straight ahead.
只有这样子才能够得胜，对吧？
Only in this way can there be confidence of victory.
所以最后他说他怕自己被弃绝，这是什么意思呢？
This is why Paul concluded by saying that the fear being disqualified. What does this mean?
就是怕自己有亏这个使徒的职分，结果不能讨主的喜悦，那也就得不到冠冕了。
It means that he feared failing in his apostolic calling as a result. He might lose God's approval.
其实当保罗晚年的时候，我们知道他自己对自己是很有把握的。However,
when Paul reached the end of his life, we know that he spoke with great confidence.
在提摩太后书四章七到八节, 好，他说那美好的仗我已打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽，所信的道我已经守住，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着主公义审判的主到了那个日子要赐给我的。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is one store for me, the crown of the righteousness.
那弟兄姐妹，得奖赏不是保罗的专属权利，好，神赐给我们每一位基督徒都有这样子恩典和自由去得。
Brothers and sisters, receiving the reward or crowns is not a privilege reserved only for Paul.
三年多以前，我在新生命教会带领一个门徒训练小组。
More than 3 years ago, I was leading a discipleship training group at New Life Gospel Church.
有一次呢，就一位姐妹在聚会当中分享说，她有一位基督徒朋友被别的宗教人士批评讥笑说，你怎么会去信这个懒人教。
One day a sister sharing something during our gathering, she had a Christian friend who was criticized and mocked by people from another religion. They said,Why would you believe in such a lazy religion?
亚弟兄姐妹，那请问我们因为领受了主的恩典，什么都不用做，就等着上天堂吗？
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, have we received the Lord's grace so that we no longer need to do anything and simply wait to go to heaven?
那当然，很多宗教他们所强调的就是要靠行为来得救，对吧？
Many other religions emphasize that salvation is obtained through human effort and good works.
我们是因信称义，不是靠行为。结果他说我们信的是一个懒人教。好，我们明白他们为什么这样讲。
In contrast, we believe that we are justified by faith. We are not saved by works.As a result, some people say that Christianity is a lazy religion. We can understand why they might think of that.
可是很多时候，也许我们也确实把恩典看错了。
However, many times we ourselves may misunderstand God's grace.
德国神学家潘霍华，他就说，今天这个时代，很多基督徒把神的恩典看作是廉价的恩典。
The German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, In this generation, many Christians have turned the gospel into what he called cheap grace.
好，然而耶稣明明地说，好，我们要背起十字架来跟随他，对吧？
Yet Jesus clearly said, We must take up our cross and follow him. Isn't that true?
而且圣经讲的是天国的福音，耶稣和门徒所传的都是天国的福音。但是也许也是不少时候，我们会觉得我们所信的是一个天堂的福音。
Furthermore, the Bible proclaims the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom, and the apostles preached the same gospel of the kingdom. Yet many timesWhat some Christians believe in becomes what we might call a gospel of heaven only.
那这两个这个认知上是差别很大的。
There's a big difference.
天堂的福音的认知，就可能哈，我自己的感觉，就是觉得圣经所讲的，跟我不见得有关系，不需要那么认真，反正我可以上天堂就好。
The gospel of heaven only says, as long as I get to heaven one day, it doesn't really matter how I live now.
其实这种我们自以为的自由，就是圣经说的不自由，因为我们没有自由去遵行神旨意的自由。
In fact, this kind of freedom that we assume we have is actually the very kind of bondage that the Bible warns us about, because we are not truly free to live according to God's will.
那如果这样，我们要悔改的，啊，免得将来主不认识我们。
If this is our condition, we must repent, lest one day the Lord says that He does not know us.
亚弟兄姐妹，神给我们得奖赏、得冠冕的自由，我们就是要起来奔跑，去跟随，去得。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us the freedom to pursue His reward and receive the crown. Therefore, we should rise up, run the race, and follow the Lord in order to receive His heavenly reward.
呀，每位基督徒的道路不同，啊，我们每一个人不一样，但神在我们身上的心意是一样的。
Every Christian's journey is different, but God's purpose for each one of us is the same.
那我们因信称义，在主里得了生命的自由。如果没有这个自由，我们就根本没有得救。
We are justified by faith and have received the freedom of life in Christ. Without this freedom, we would not have received salvation at all.
那可是我们对于在主耶稣基督的自由，我们就是要多来思想去回应。
However, we may need to think more deeply about the freedom we have in Christ and how we should respond to it.
啊，许多基督徒啊，非基督徒啊，不信的，对我们确实有的时候也是有一些看法的。我碰到很多了。
Many non-Christians have their own perception of us.
那我们怎么看，就在乎我们跟主的关系怎样。也看我们是不是不断地学习去荣耀神。
What they think of Christians depends greatly on our relationship with the Lord and whether our lives bring glory to God.
那神给我们有传福音的自由，也给我们得冠冕自由，我们就牢牢抓住上帝的应许。
Since God has given us the freedom to proclaim the gospel and the freedom to pursue the crown He promises,Let us hold firmly to His promises.
我们祷告。天父，我们来到你面前，谢谢你今天保罗用他的话给我们鼓励。主啊，我们需要你常常的提醒，因为我们会疏忽，啊，我们会不经意的，就是忘记了主你的教训。主啊，就求你与我们同在，提醒我们不断的快跑跟随你。谢谢你，你给我们传福音的自由。也谢谢你给我们得冠冕的自由，主啊，这不是给保罗而已，是给我们每一位蒙召的儿女的。我们在此献上感谢，求主鼓励我们，感谢你，奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。 Thank you.